come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And, of course, you can use the hashtag Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there we go. We're all back now. And it's David is bowling?
Bowling, yep.
David Bowling. Yep. All right, excellent. And you are a residential building envelope manager.
That is correct.
Nice title, brother.
Thank you, I know.
It really is. And yeah.
That goes on the front and back of his business card.
You better believe it.
I didn't know a couple years ago. I had no idea what a building envelope was, but Rich Cowgill taught me.
Yeah.
So I am very impressed with that title.
You don't just put your mail in it, right?
My mom was very proud.
Aww. And do they tell you that you have to wear the blue to match the blue and that you have to all be matching?
I mean, it's a nice color, though.
I'm digging the shirt.
Yeah. So I don't mind having this for some company swag to wear around.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
What is a residential building envelope manager from Henry Company?
So with that title, we're pretty much representing the – I'll give you the scientific term for the VP100. It's a self-adhesive – polypropylene tri-laminate air and water barrier. So
nerd alert.
and so to put it in a real simple term, it's like taking a big sticker. It's a peel and stick house wrap that goes up on the substrate on any wood frame house or light commercial building.
So it's a raincoat for your house.
Exactly.
That you peel and stick.
Yep. So they come in 4-foot rolls. They have a split film back on it. And
well, why don't we do this? Let's do a Facebook Live thing here. And if we go live, Blueskin VP100 is the product, right?
Yep.
So since we have this technology now, why don't we do a...
And we can show people
show and tell. Wait. Not yet, Dave. Oh, hang on.
He's
showing me the
peel. Don't peel your blue too soon.
2 and 1. Okay, now we're live on Facebook. Okay, explain what VP100 is.
So VP100 is a peel and stick house wrap that usually comes in a 4-foot roll, but this is a 12-inch cut strip. And on a 4-foot roll, you'd have a split film back on it, easy for installation.
So you could peel half, put one half
on.
Yeah,
you'd want to stick the top, and then you go... And there's videos on our website at residential.henry.com that you can watch. So pretty simple stuff. You just peel your film off here, and then you would just go down your wall like this. And
stick it on there.
Yeah, I don't want to stick it to this fabric. Cause
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't.
So,
brand new studio, man.
Yeah.
Is there any sort
go
of
ahead.
Leeway like you could maneuver it around a little, or once it's on, it's on?
No, so it's a pressure activated adhesive, so you can set it and take it off the wall, but you do want to hit it with a J roller over its laps to, because those are the most crucial parts of adhesion. But you can take it off the wall and set it back on. But once you hit it with a J roller and those over those laps, it's going to be stuck. And then
so that's like a laminate roller.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Yep, okay. Yep. So
I knew what it was.
She's shaking her head no.
And the reason for the split back film is because if you do
well, go ahead and pick that up here. You want to set that up here?
Yeah.
That way we can do a full-on demonstration.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Facebook Live here.
But if you do touch it to itself,
okay.
It
doesn't stick to itself?
It does. See. I mean, if you
It's tacky, but yeah. once you pressure, like he says, once you hit it with that J roller, it's on.
Yep. And then, so once you push it together like that, it's a pain.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to want, see? And then you got to stick and do.
So.
Excellent.
It seems like a great product. Yeah. What temperatures can you apply this to?
So,
in other words, you know, because like some of the flashing tapes we used to use, when it got cold out, it wouldn't work.
Yeah. So this.
This
butyl tape right here, surface temperature is -40 degrees. So, and it's also great because you can go on pretty much any application, down like even on cementitious applications. So -40 surface temperature for the tape, but for the blue skin, the most critical part of cold applications is that you keep the actual roll itself warm. So you guys can put it in their truck, keep it in a trailer, as long as the rolls are warm. We had a job going up in Oak Park last year for one of their park district buildings, and it was 15 degrees, and we were putting blue skin up on the building.
Were you using a primer or anything?
Nope. So the most on. If you are seeing marginal adhesion, you would want to get a primer. But as long as the rolls are warm and your substrate's dry to touch, there really should be no issue.
So if the roll is cold, it won't stick?
Well, so once you get around that 40 degree mark, which it's stated in our tech data sheet. That's when you would want to look into getting a primer and those sort of things. But if the roll is kept, you know, indoors or in a truck, in a heated truck, in the field, I've not seen an issue with it at all.
Okay, so this goes on basically other house wrap, except for it's sticking to itself like a like an ice and water shield or something like that, correct?
So, yeah. So, and actually, Rich brought up a raincoat, and if you're familiar if you're familiar with Gore-Tex, if you Google image Gore-Tex right now, you'll see the you know, the little diagrams and how water can't come in, but your sweat and transpiration is able to come out. So it's it's a vapor permeable product.
Right. That's what was going to be my next question is, you know, if water can't get in, you know, you've got, how are you going to get the humidity and the moisture out of the wall? Can the wall still breathe?
So in hot summer days, here's my science project I walk around with. It's like my Bible pretty much. I'll have to fill this up at least once a month in hot summer if I keep it in my truck. And then we also like to show the nail sealability of the product. So
there was a nail in there. There is a nail in there.
And I took it out. Yeah. And the water will come out the little hole, but it won't come out.
Because I'm just the kind of guy that I am, after we talked, I, of course, read your technical data sheet.
Yep.
Because I have to know everything about the silly products. Because
that's what he does.
Right.
Because that's what I do. I actually can read that, not novels.
Yep.
But I'm actually quite impressed because the product is a self-sealing, which is great. It will work as a drainage plane in most respects.
Yep.
Its perm rating is 33.
Yep.
Now, to most people, they don't understand what that means. But basically, your perm is 1 grain of water per square foot per hour. Yes, thank you. But bottom line is that means it only allows a very minor amount of water vapor through it. So it's very good for keeping the inside of your house dry.
Yep.
And to put it in perspective, everybody knows what Tyvek is.
Yes.
Tyvek has a perm rating of 56. So lower is better, so this product is better. And being self-adhesive and self-sealing, it's kind of a win-win.
So Tyvek will let more water through. Tyvek, to me, seems more plasticky. This stuff does seem to have more of a meshy kind of.
I'll say, with that being said, I'll say that this is nail sealable. You don't need nails or staples to put this up. You're only going to get a 2-inch overlap where you need to, or where you're going to start new runs. So I'll talk to the benefits of the VP100, and it's nail sealable from top to bottom. And then if you take a look at this right here, this is an example of product being able to go down past bottom plate of a house. So you get a top to bottom, airtight, watertight building envelope system. So we do have like aerosol spray cans of primer that you would use just on that small part of cement, and so you truly have a top to bottom air and watertight building envelope. So,
excellent. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here in a second, and we're talking with David from a Henry Company. All right, Blueskin sounds cooler.
But Blueskin, that's the product line. Yep.
Okay. So when we come back, I want to talk about how to properly flash these windows. You've got a great, display here. And this is something I see being done wrong all the time. And so there's the music.
Well, then it must be right. That's how they always do it.
It's the way it used to be done. I want to go over how to properly flash a window with your product.
Okay.
All right? Excellent. Yep. Awesome. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check him out at MrFloor.com. And we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And, of course, you can use the hashtag Mighty House. And if you got a question about Blueskin or anything else, give us a call, 847-475-1590. And if you do, you have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. And we are joined by David Bowling. And he's check out this title if you're just joining us. He is a residential building envelope manager from the Henry Company. And we're talking Blueskin VP100, which is a new house wrap. How long have you guys been on the market?
Residentially for about 3 years now.
Okay.
And the older sibling is VP160. They've been commercial for about 8 to 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And so you're just recently getting into the residential market now.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
And one thing that we're going to do here, we're going to go back on, let's see if we can do this, Facebook Live again. I want to. Something I drive around, and I know Rich talks about this down in Florida too. We drive around all the time, and we see that people are putting up the house wrap, and then they throw in the windows and doors, and they're not flashed properly. So, like what Rich likes to say is they take their raincoat and then they tuck it in their boots.
Okay. Yeah.
So, that's what he likes to call. So. I want to just go over this real quick.
Yep.
Describe how to properly set a window with the display you've got here.
Okay, so let me I can get a better look at it here.
Okay.
So this is just an example of, well, first of all, the VP100 actually does pass as...
bring that mic. You got to keep that mic in there tight.
Sorry.
There you go.
The VP100 actually passes as a flashing, so this is totally acceptable. When flashing a window. But what you would want to do is you would take the VP100 straight up to the rough opening, and then first you'd want to flash your bottom pan, as you see here. This is our butyl flashing, and get your bow ties in.
Okay, so you put your VP100 all over the entire wall. Mm-hmm. You're cutting it flush with your opening?
Yep.
Or are you wrapping it into the opening?
You can wrap it in. It doesn't matter. The only thing that we want to make sure is that the VP100 is never on a flat surface such as like this pan right here, because since it is vapor permeable, if water does get in somewhere, you could get ponding water on your sill here. So you wouldn't want, this is the only application you wouldn't want your VP100 on. But yeah, as you see here, it is tucked in around the jamb. So you can do that. You don't have to. Really the most important things that we focus on is that once you're around the rough opening, you're flashing properly on the pan. And then as you see, you'd bring your window in and then you'd flash over the flanges. And then at the head.
So
here.
you are using a flashing tape over the VP100 over the nailing fins.
Yeah. So, but for this example that we have right now, we use there are different cut strips of the VP100. Mm-hmm. They come in 4, 6, 9, and 12. So here you've got your 4-inch that you could so you can use it as a flashing, but it's more expensive. So you just would want to use the butyl, in my opinion. But as you see here with the flashing over the head right here, we have a terminate sealant here, which would be our 925 sealant. It's a SDP. It's moisture cured. So if you check this out, Ron, it's still tacky.
Yeah.
So it means this display is 3 years old. So
wow.
So there's other. We have a liquid flashing that you could use as well in the pan here. And so,
at the top of the window, you don't need to necessarily cut a flap, set the window, and then bring that flap over it.
Well, sometimes you can. The way you can line it up is that your 4-foot roll is actually coming down to the very bottom of the head here,
mm-hmm.
and you can just leave that bottom part of the film on. So that's another option you could do as well.
Okay.
But for here, we took the VP all the way down to the top of the head. Put the window in, and then we flashed over the flange again. But we have seen guys leave the bottom film on the whole 4-foot roll and then just wait for the window to be put in.
And then lay it down. And then you don't need that butyl caulk joint at the top then.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the nice thing about VP100 is that you have a continuous drainage plane down because you can install it horizontally and vertically as well.
Oh, really? It doesn't matter.
See, and I like how he's got the side jam is run underneath the head flashing.
Yeah, so
your layers are correct.
This is all on top of each other.
Yep.
At no point are you tucking your raincoat into your boots.
Right,
exactly. No, but even when I see people put a flashing tape, they start at the top, work down the sides, and then across the bottom, and it's like, okay, now you just gave water a wet path in.
Right.
Right.
So if there's even, and if you rolled it all out and you got it perfect, it might seal and be okay. But if there's any wrinkle in it or anything like that, you're giving that water a chance to get in there.
Yeah.
And and as long as you're overlapping, starting at the bottom, working your way to the top, and everything overlaps, any water that's coming down is always then going to go down onto that other layer and never have a chance to get in.
Exactly.
And that's the key. Yeah. I see this done wrong all the time.
That's crazy.
I drive around, and I just keep looking at these buildings. I'm like, you people, if I was a person like you driving around, because I'm going to assume you drive around and go to job sites and stuff.
Yep.
How do you prevent yourself from stopping on these job sites and say, hey, you clowns, you're not installing this stuff correctly. Here's how it should be done. I don't know that I could control myself. Especially if it was my product that I saw going up incorrectly.
Yeah, I'm usually outnumbered in those situations. So,
yeah,
I'm usually just there to talk about show them the new product out on the market. So,
and so do you guys do installation training then for contractors?
Yeah. So for anyone that would want to use this, we kind of like to do the first roll, first job. I want to be on every first job that material is going up. A, because it's a new product, and B. Mm-hmm. Because when you see a new product in the field, everyone just wants to poo-poo on it.
wait.
Okay, you did well that on played. Purpose. Very nice.
So,
very nice.
So,
we know we have listeners who are waiting to hear that.
Yeah. So that's the thing. And I want to be there to make everyone's life easy on the job and for people to come back and keep wanting to use the product. Biggest things are making sure you've got your overlaps correct and you've got that continuous drainage plane. It's really simple, though. Usually you just want to make your measurements, cut the sheet, and then it is going to be a two-man job just to make ease of install.
Okay.
All
right. So a lot of times the house wrap products we'll put on with the wall laying down, and then we put it all down and then stand it up.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. That is actually an easier way of going about this as well, because for anyone in the Oak Park area over by...
Oak Park over by there?
Yeah, over by there.
Over by there.
Let me see.
I think that's Oak Park.
No, I mean, when I was framing, we always, frame and sheet the walls laying down, and yes, it's going to make that application so much easier. And then quite honestly, you could go get yourself like a vinyl floor roller.
Yeah, exactly. So with this example here, as you see, we've got the wall panels on the floor. Mm-hmm. We put the Blueskin on, and then we put the one-inch foam board on top of that as well. And this is
on top of the Blueskin.
Yeah, yeah. And this is going to be a LEED-certified multifamily building right on Chicago and Maple.
Okay.
Right across from Penny's Noodles.
There you go.
Yeah, that place is delicious, by the way.
All right, let's go ahead and put the sample back down so we get a full shot of you guys. Yeah. And we are on Facebook Live talking about this. So if you missed any part of this demonstration, see, look at it. He's trying to peel it off, and it's just there. You didn't push it hard on there.
No, yeah.
But where you did, it sticks really good.
Yep.
So it's a new house wrap to put on newer. You guys have been around 3 years. But it's something I think you're going to start to see. I like the fact that it sticks because you're always trying to tack the stuff up. It's falling on you. It's just a pain in the butt. You can't really get it nice and flat. This, well, I think once you rolled it out and you got it all laid down right, it's going to look good too.
Yeah.
And that you want your project to look good before the siding goes up.
Yep.
It should always look clean.
Yep.
Go ahead and put that down there.
Okay.
Gotcha. I agree.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say as well, and if you're looking at it, if you saw it on the display, since it's tight to the substrate, then that's how you know it's airtight and watertight. Well, obviously watertight with the nail sealability.
Right.
But you know there's no opportunity for wind to blow around, you know, like let's say for like any of the loose laid weather barriers out there. There's that option for the wind to move it around, and that means you've got air infiltration.
Right. See it buffeting in the wind.
Right, yep, exactly.
And then also, that's constant movement. And until you have the siding on, that could be ripping where it's being nailed up.
Yeah.
And so you're starting to get tears and stuff around those areas, and sometimes you have to replace it. How long can you leave that up before you have to have siding on it?
150 days.
Oh, so you got 150 days to get the siding up?
Yep.
And then after that point.
That's pretty darn good, actually.
Yeah it is.
Yeah, that's above standard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I would say so. Yeah.
And that's where the UV starts to starts to break it down, and it's not UV rated then.
Correct.
So could you put that on your roof also?
As long as you have a slope.
Really?
You can. I've had people ask me to. We have roofing underlayments that we'd prefer you to use instead, but as long as you don't have that, you know, flat surface where you could get ponding water, then that's usually where we tell you not to. But
is it good at protecting against ice damming, or there's a better product?
Right.
For that
Provide. We have a 40 mil rubberized asphalt ice and water shield. Pretty
okay.
Much. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, Henry Company's new. They've only been around a couple of years, Ron.
How long you guys been around?
A long time, especially in the roofing side of business. Been very, very big on the commercial roofing, and. So, yeah, that's where our bread and butter was made and started, and we just kind of, I mean, the commercial air and water barrier, like I said, around 10 years ago, and they said there's a whole other side of business to get into, and then, this is where the residential team started up.
All right, David Bowling let's get your title in here again. Residential Building Envelope Manager from...
Very nice.
Go ahead, say it.
Henry Blueskin, VP100.
There you go. And we'll cut off on the Facebook Live thing right now. I appreciate your time and coming in and showing us.
I appreciate it. Had a great time.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, cool. And we'll come back with Clutter Clarity next. That's what Robbie's been working on.
No.
You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Nervous.
That sound you hear is my time machine letting me know it's time to return to our own world.
This is your talk, WCGO.
Hang on.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally friendly, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. Did you see the stuff he left us?
Yes.
This is cool. Hang on.
What you got?
Oh, now he potted up this other thing so I can come over here. So I've got, oh, he brought the butyl stuff. Here, you can see this.
Is that a Henry skull cap?
Yes, it is.
I don't need it.
Because you're Thank in you. Florida.
Yep.
What, they wear hats in Florida, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's down
if you've
to
lived
50.
Here longer than I have, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the one thing about this Blueskin VP 100 is an annual savings on your heating and cooling bills of $372 averaged. It's a 50% savings over other house wraps. So I think it's a pretty interesting product. And Trixie, are you there? Yeah, she's there. Okay. Why don't we do this? He left us some of these hats.
And you might need them up there this time of year.
Well, not really, not today. I mean, it's going to be 40.
No, it's like
today.
40 today.
Why don't can we? Oh, Trixie wants one. Wow. Okay. She's getting one of them for herself. But
she better be the fifth caller then.
Let's be the fifth caller, Trixie, and we'll give you one. How's that? 847-475-1590. That's 847-475-1590. And the fifth caller will win a Henry Blueskin VP100 skull cap.
She just yelled out she won. Great job, Trixie.
Again, 847-475-1590. And we'll send out one of these blue Henry skull caps. Pretty cool stuff.
Nice.
It's a new product that we ran across, and I think it's interesting to talk about the new stuff that's out there. And
yeah, and it's actually a great product.
Yeah, it looks like it really is. Now we got to put it to use and try it.
Well, you got to get the guys properly trained for the install.
Yes. Yes.
But it's not any harder than Tyvek, Typar, or any other house wrap.
Honestly, I think it's going to be easier because it sticks. It's self-sticking. And, you know, when you get in the wind and you're trying to lay down those 8-foot sheets and they're just flopping all over the place and you're trying to nail it down, it gets to be difficult to do that.
Is David still in the building?
I don't know. Why?
Because the mic was open.
Yeah.
But people want him to know that the presentation went very well and there was no need to have been nervous. David.
Oh, that was still open?
If you can hear this. Funny.
Excellent. That's good. No, he did.
Thank you,
Brian.
Job.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's unusual. He doesn't have, it's not like he has a marketing degree.
Right.
Right.
No.
He said he went to school to be a teacher. They got into the building science part and Henry Company. So a little different.
Yes. And, you know, this building science stuff kind of dovetails into another post that we had. This would really help. When we posted a thing on Facebook and Twitter about stack effect. You want to go over real quick what stack effect is, Rich?
Nope.
No? Okay. So that's what I call wearing your skirt outside in the winter. You get a cold draft up through there. You know, you don't want to.
That's stack effect?
Sure.
Well, I'll do it. It's the stack effect.
Thank you, Rich. We all.
She doesn't
thank
like
you.
My. She doesn't like my explanations when I start talking stack effect about wearing a skirt, you know. Or
no,
or,
it stack effect quite simply just goes back to one. If you think of one cubic air of leaving your house, that air has to be replaced. So typically, it leaks out through openings in your ceilings, top plates, and into your attic. And then it can go out through the attic, through roof vents or whatever. So as that air rises and goes out those openings, it has to draw air in to replace it, which usually comes from the sill plates.
Around
your
skirt.
So you're always sucking in cold air.
The bottom
of
your skirt.
So it creates a vent that goes from the lowest level of your house up and out your roof. And when it does that, it can take heat. It'll take moisture, you know, so your house can dry out and things like that. So the stack effect actually creates a lot of issues.
Yes.
So again, going back to his VP100, if you were to peel and stick the whole house properly, including your brick ledge, no air leakage.
Right. And you can't do that with some of the other house wraps. You cannot wrap that and seal it to the around the where the base plates are.
I'm here for levity, right?
Yeah, okay.
Because you said sill plate.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say silcock, which is the only time I ever hear sill. Are those similar?
No, not even close. Although that is where the sill plate, that's where the hose bib comes out generally.
Of a sill plate.
Yes.
No, out of a rim joist.
Yes. Well, it's in that same general vicinity.
That's when
vicinity.
You do the drum thing. Ding, or, you know, make the...
So the sill plate is what we bolt down to the sill plate's what you bolt to the top of the foundation, so after a tornado, you know where to start again.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good
answer. Well, it's the only thing in the Chicago area that you're required to bolt down. The rest of the house can blow away, but the sill plate,
it's got to make sure that stays there.
And I've had inspectors check nuts on sill plates going, yeah, you're missing a nut here. And I'm like, really? Who cares? I mean, the house just doesn't get up and walk away.
Right.
You know, and then I move down here and we're strapping stuff from footings to over the tops of the trusses.
Right. All bolted and banded together, all in one welded huge thing.
Yeah. It's like night and day.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. So, again, so the stack effect, it happens in every home. And if you have a really drafty house, you have bad stack effect. And that's one way to kind of stop that is to go into the basement and you can insulate with foam. You can buy the foam board and the little cans of great stuff. And cut little squares and stick it in there and then foam seal those in. You can also buy the packs now. They sell the froth pack at the big box stores. You can go to Innovative Insulation. He'll sell you that stuff. And what you can do is go around the perimeter in your basement and spray all those areas and seal all those areas up. And now you don't have that air coming in and rising up. And you can slow that down. And the other thing is, in the attic, is to air seal that and make sure you're stopping that air from giving it a place to go out.
The two biggest places that I see in the basement, aside from your rim joists and sill plates leaking, though, are penetrations through the bottom or top plates. So in the basement, like your main plumbing stack, that's typically wide open from your basement all the way into your attic. You need to close the space around that. And another one is a B vent or your furnace flue. And you want to make sure that that is sealed. Now, that's a little trickier because you got to worry about, you know, how you're touching that, right? You need a space around it. So you might have to get some rock wool, which is fireproof, so then you can pack that around that. But you need to stop that, clean all that up and close it off. Stop that airflow.
Right. So, and the way we used to do it is you cut tin and you would put tin around there. You don't want to just pack fiberglass insulation or even do the great stuff around the vent from your furnace and water heater. You want to be able to seal that up and use a piece of tin to seal that up, and then you could use fire caulk to actually seal it up and finalize that last little bit. So that would be the proper way to do it. And that's one big thing to really kind of watch out for. So that, I think, seeing this new product he brought in and how that relates to building science, it's really huge to see the newer stuff coming out. I really like seeing it and talking about it. So that's why we had him on.
Well, see, I like what I like about it too, and I'm actually going to entertain using it on some of my projects because we have very little frame portion of the house on ours because we're coastal.
Right.
But we do have some, and I've been using the roll-on stuff.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, you do all the seams with the polyurethane, you tape over the seams on the plywood, and then you roll on this stuff.
Right.
And it's like 30 mils, so it's nice and thick. The bigger problem is, again, it doesn't give you a drainage plane, and we nail through it then with our lath for stucco.
Right.
So I like the self-sealing effect of his. So, interesting.
Yeah, so that could go over the concrete then, too, and help with that. Yeah. Okay. Have we just totally bored you now, Robbie?
How could you tell? Anything I can find on the Facebook machine is just...
Are you playing Bejeweled yet?
Oh, my gosh.
No?
No.
She said she quit that.
I did. I really did.
You did?
Yes.
Trying to pay attention to us now?
No, I just quit Bejeweled Blitz.
Oh, okay. Should we go to the phones again real quick since
Please.
We've been rattling on? All right, let's go to Pam in Chicago. Hey, Pam, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. I'm considering renovation for my kitchen and bath, and I need my some flooring work done, too. And I have a contractor. I've been using these guys for 4 or 5 years. They're really good to me. They're competent, but they're not artistic. They're not they're not designers.
Right.
Put it that way.
That's okay. So, and most of your best tradesmen are not.
Yep.
Yeah. So my head is kind of spinning. Like, I don't even know how to attempt this project. Friends have told me if you get designers, they want you to use their contractors and, like, any guidelines. I'd like to have some design input.
Mm-hmm.
They've got somebody that'll get me good deals on cabinets that they trust, and I believe these guys. I mean, I've worked with them, and they look out for me. So
then do they, where they're taking you to pick out your cabinets, they probably have kitchen designers then, right?
I don't know how much of a designer, but yeah, that would be like my best bet. But I'm looking at like the bathroom, the kitchen, and
right.
You know, the floors being done. It seems overwhelming.
Now, on the Mighty House team page, we have a kitchen designer on there.
Right, and he can work with you to do the kitchen and the design and get you all squared away. If you use his cabinets, that's great. But you can also just pay him to do that kitchen design for you if you want. And NKBA is also another great place to go look for kitchen designers. So
you can just pay a designer like...
Yeah, hang on a second,
yeah,
Pam.
Please,
we're going to be back.
Hold on.
We got to take a quick break, so I'll put you back on hold, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
this Mighty is House. Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Your talk. This is your talk. Only on 1590.
Your talk.
WCGO Evanston, Chicago.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check him out at MrFloor.com. The Old House, New House Home Show is today, tomorrow, and Sunday out at Pheasant Run in St. Charles. And you can find
today,
out more.
Today, tomorrow, and Sunday?
No, yes.
Friday, Saturday,
that's
and
right.
Sunday.
It's not Friday anymore, is it? All right, there you go. Today and tomorrow only. You better hurry now. Just go to KennedyProductions.com for more information. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, let's finish up with Pam, and then we've got Clutter Clarity to get to. Okay, Pam, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, so what was the ASID?
Is the professional... group four, he's doing the, that's cute, professional group for interior designers. And we have another one. You could go to mightyhouse.net, the team page, and Jeff Kaida, I just forgot Jeff's company. Go figure.
DDS Design Services.
DDS Design Services. He is a kitchen designer by trade.
Yep.
Typically, he likes to sell the cabinets too, like you said, but he may actually just help you with the kitchen designs for a fee.
Just tell him we sent
you. And get you in the right path.
Tell him we said he would help you, and then.
And what's his name?
Jeff Kaida.
Jeff from DDS Designs.
Are you in the Chicagoland area?
I am.
Okay.
Chicago.
Are you a new listener?
Oh no, I just found you. I didn't know you moved.
Yeah. Excellent.
Thank God I got your email.
Oh, see. There it is.
See, they weren't all junk mails.
Yeah.
No.
That was the only way we could get people to find out.
Yeah, excellent.
Good. Thank you for transitioning with us.
Thanks for following us
oh,
over.
No.
And I don't know if you know Mike Novak, but he'll be on next. So.
I love Mike too.
See,
okay.
There you go. Okay, so.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we can get you squared away with that. If you look look on mightyhouse.net, we can help it out. Just drop us an email if you need some more help.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And with that, I think it's now time we need to.
Dance and sing.
Dance and sing? Is that
yes.
what it's called?
Let's do it.
Ooh, my break time.
No, it's actually your snarky hour.
Is that what that is?
Snarky
hour. Nope, break time.
Okay, here we go.
That's nice, Richard.
Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save me from this prison.
Come on.
Lord, help me get away. Cause only you can save me now from this misery.
What is that?
I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is
she's
heaven?
Not right. She's really not. Should we Facebook Live then? Wow, she stopped.
That's one way to get her to stop.
How far is heaven?
Lord,
can you tell me?
She stopped dancing instantly when I said, let's put that on the Facebook. You know, it'd be like the chipmunk thing in Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
Yeah.
I like that. This week I've had a couple clients who unfortunately are widows. And the thing is, it's been years since their spouse passed, and they haven't gone through the desks.
Okay.
And so a couple things I want to talk about is, first of all, you know, how to keep your desk kind of organized. Go through it every once in a while. Empty everything out. And I'll get to that in a minute. But this is kind of difficult to say. If there are things that you don't want your spouse to know about, make sure you get rid of it before you pass. Are you okay, Ron?
Yeah. I know I got to go home. Can I go? I need to go home right now.
Yeah, I mean, to each his own. Excuse me, talk amongst yourself.
I need to go home right now. I gotta go.
Got a drawer to clean out, do you?
Yeah, I got a couple drawers to clean out.
You know what?
I'm not worried more. It's more about my daughter than seeing this stuff than my wife.
That's exactly.
Because she's in the pictures. So, I mean, oh, wait, I shouldn't have said
ew!
That.
Ew! But you know what? It's right. You know, I come through this stuff and I'm sitting with somebody and I'm like, I don't know if they knew. You know, this about their spouse.
Uh-huh.
And maybe they do, and maybe it's fine. You know, and it could be gambling. Let's just
sure, yes.
Say it could be gambling.
Yes.
But whatever it is, it's kind of difficult at times for the person, you know. So mm-hmm. That said, it happens a lot, a real lot. So twice this week,
lot.
But it happens a lot. So move on, do things, okay?
Clean out your. So the tip is your clutter clarity is to declutter your desk and remove it of items that you don't want your spouse or children to find.
Exactly.
I got
exactly. It. Now on the other hand, we were finding things that the spouse didn't know what it was. One person in particular had some of like those tack pin like medals, like mm-hmm. like let's say you belong to an organization or something, you get awards and medals and stuff. She had no idea what they were.
Okay.
Now, maybe they were important. You know, maybe they meant something to, she said, throw them away. I don't know what they are. Let
your, you Google them?
No, I don't.
She threw them away.
She threw them away. But, you know, let your spouse in. And maybe
you're saying let your spouse know why you kept those.
Yeah. You know, so she went through the drawers. And again, people are not going through drawers immediately. It's been years since these people passed. They have a hard time.
I've got a cup in my desk with all the pins that from the AMA, American Motorcycle Association. They send you a pin every year.
Yes.
I've got all like 25 or 26 of those all in a cup.
Does that mean something to you?
Eh. I mean, if got tossed, I just have them all. They're cool because I got them all.
Right.
You know, that's all. And that's only for me.
They have collector's value.
They might.
To somebody who joined the AMA last year.
Right.
Who wants the rest of the pins.
Right.
And it's an eBay item. And $20.
The 1 year pin or the 2 year pin, I'm sure it doesn't stay the same throughout the whole time. Right. So, you know, there might be some historical value there, but I don't know.
Does your boss know that these are there and that they mean anything to you? And do you want anybody to have them?
No.
You know. But so back.
Throw them away, wash the cup.
So that's the important thing to say. But the non important things are. Empty everything in your desk. How many toe clippers do you need in your desk? None. Okay?
In a shower.
Toenail clippers do not go in your desk because that's gross. For me. For me to find it later, it's gross. How many combs do you need in there? You know, how many Band-Aids do you need in there?
I don't need combs.
How many gum wrappers? How much trash? You know, stuff like this.
I do have several brushes.
In your desk?
No. Oh, no. No.
Right. That's the thing. You know what? You don't need all this. You don't need 10 pairs of scissors. You don't need 50 binder clips. You don't need paintbrushes in your desk. You know,
I know he doesn't need hairbrushes.
Yeah.
But bump. So go through your desk. Take out what you don't need. A desk should be one of the more organized places in your home because that's where you're paying bills, doing important paperwork. You just need, you know, a couple pens that work, please, that work. Instruction manuals for things that you no longer own. I don't know why. People save so many instruction manuals.
Guilty.
When's the last time? I mean, granted, it's like if you need it, it'll be there. But if you need it, it could be on the internet also.
It's all on the internet.
It's on
now.
The internet. Please toss that stuff. You can email robbie@mightyhouse.net if you have any questions about anything we've talked about on the show.
All right. We'll be back with Mimi from NARI right after this.
Mighty House will return.